You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. It has not been a good week for dozens of students at the University of Michigan because it now has been confirmed they are suffering from the norovirus, which has left them with several unpleasant symptoms. This is Lisa Berry, and we are joined now by Dr. Robert Winfield, the university's chief health officer on 89.1 WEMU. Thank you, doctor, for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's begin by explaining what exactly is the norovirus.
The norovirus is a very contagious virus that is the cause of vomiting and diarrhea illnesses, typically this time of year, usually in crowded situations. It's also known as the cruise ship virus.
Yeah, I was going to say, we hear about it happening on cruise ships. Is it unusual for it to happen at a university?
No, it really isn't terribly unusual. We see it often in places where people live together and eat together. We had an outbreak in 2004 in one of the residence halls. It is sufficiently contagious that as clean as you keep things and as well prepared as the food can be how clean the bathrooms are, this still is so contagious. Just a drop of contaminated fluid on a doorknob can lead to somebody getting sick.
So when we talk about norovirus, which, again, we're saying was confirmed that has sickened dozens of U of M students this week, are we talking the flu, or is it more like food poisoning and something along those lines?
Well, people sometimes do call this stomach flu, but influenza is a respiratory illness with muscle aches, fever, and cough. The stomach infections are often called enteroviruses or viruses that cause vomiting and diarrhea illness. And there are a number of them. It's just that norovirus is the most common of those.
How many cases are we talking about at the University of Michigan this week?
Well, we're really not sure because we've been discouraging students from coming into any of the health care sites. They're really often quite sick with very severe stomach cramps and vomiting and diarrhea. It usually passes in 24 hours or a little longer. But we've seen about 150 to 200 individuals at various sites. On the other hand, I would guess that there are many, many more people that have been ill both in the residence halls and also in the community that includes students.
We're talking to Dr. Robert Winfield, the University of Michigan's chief health officer, who just let us know we're looking at more like 150 to 200 plus cases of norovirus on the Ann Arbor campus right now. And how contagious is it?
Norovirus is amongst the most contagious of the viruses. In the stool or vomit, you might see billions of virus particles, but all it takes is 20 viral particles to infect somebody. So you could, for example, touch a water faucet that appears completely clean and then wash your hands. And if your hands aren't adequately washed, you could then undo a package of gum and put some gum in your mouth and have enough germs on that gum then to give you the illness. So it really requires 20 seconds of vigorous hand washing to properly clean your hands.
And I know when you're in kindergarten, they tell you to wash your hands to Happy Birthday. I hear you have an alternate song suggestion.
Yes, hail to the victors.
That's only appropriate. Okay, for someone who I call myself a semi-germaphobe, we're going to Ann Arbor and we're hanging out this weekend. And how concerned should a citizen be if we go near the Ann Arbor campus this week?
I don't think there's much need to be concerned as a citizen in the community. The city of Ann Arbor, the health department, has not reported excessive numbers of stomach flus, but this is the time of year, and I know from talking to family that doctors around southeastern Michigan are seeing people with stomach infections, with vomiting and diarrhea. We don't, of course, think those are part of the norovirus outbreak that we're experiencing right now.
Dr. Robert Winfield, University of Michigan Chief Health Officer, thank you for joining us live on 89.1 WEMU. That's a good toast to everyone's good health this weekend.
Yes, indeed, and wash your hands.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.